This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Here are 14 stories we're following this morning, and thank you for listening. First, futures point down this morning, slightly down this morning, and we'll see if that lasts or we'll see if they come back. Second, crude oil is back to nearly 110 bucks a barrel. If you filled up your car in the last few days, you noticed the impact of crude oil being up. Per gallon prices back to $5.50, $6 a gallon, prices we've not seen much in our lifetimes. Third, Treasury yields move slightly higher with the 10-year at nearly 2.93% and the 2-year back above 2.6%. Fourth, McDonald's says it plans to exit Russia permanently and take a nearly $1.2 to $1.4 billion loss. Says basically the climate is too unpredictable to run a business and it's permanently exiting Russia. Fifth, Renault sold its stake in Russian operations for 1 ruble, i.e. if you have to get out of a country in a hurry, your leverage is really non-existent, and you're basically, for all practical purposes, forfeiting your business. There's a few different, special caveats there, but basically forfeiting their business to be out of Russia. Sixth, Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway have outperformed the market this year. Here's 10 of their big holdings, and this is reported by Investor Place, Patrick Sanders. Occidental Petroleum and Chevron, two of the big oil companies that have outperformed everything. Bristol Myers Squibb, Kraft Heinz, Kroger, the grocery store. Activision Blizzard, which is being sold to Microsoft, AbbVie, the medical device company, Coca-Cola, American Express, and Globe Life. So those are 10 of the big holdings by Warren Buffett that have outperformed the market this year. Seventh, in what surely is a sign of the times, Walmart is struggling to find store managers. The store manager positions pay $200,000 a year, but this is a story of not being able to keep and retain senior help or junior help, qualified help, even at $200,000 a year, that's playing out through the country. Eighth, and this is really for Becker's Healthcare, Common Spirit Health, name is Wright Lassiter, to lead Common Spirit, the new CEO. He succeeds Lloyd Dean, the legend. Common Spirit's the largest faith-based system in the country with $30 billion plus in revenues. Wright is an exceptional leader. Ninth, a story that touches everything, Atrium Health and the Advocate Aurora Health merging to form a $27 billion faith-based health system. Advocate Aurora in the Chicago area in Wisconsin, Atrium Health in Charlotte, North Carolina. 10th, $11 trillion. That's the amount that's been lost in the global stock market this year throughout the world. See an article by Bloomberg, see $11 trillion and counting, global stock slump may not slow. The U.S. economy itself is about a $25 to $28 trillion a year economy, and it gives you some context to what it means to wipe out $11 trillion in net worth throughout the world through the stock market losses. 11, China's economy is slowing significantly, and that's also weighing on the world economy. 12th relates to that and some other things. Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs both issue bearish thoughts on the economy. Goldman issues a new thought that the S&P will close at 4,300 at the end of the year. That's down from a high of 4,800, but above where it's at now. I think most of us hope that it lands at 4,300. It's a win. Lloyd Blankfein, the former CEO of Goldman, says the risk of recession is very, very high. 13, five of the most listened to Becker Self-Care podcast, Dina Valachi, president of the American Association of Nurse Anesthetists, Don Cinco, the chief integrity officer of Cleveland Clinic, Scott Powder, the president of Advocate Aurora, Justin Oppenheimer, the COO and chief strategy officer at Hospital for Special Surgery, and finally, Suzette Oyuko, the division chief of Montefiore Health System. Sixth is Ayla Ellison, the editor-in-chief and vice president of Becker's Healthcare. 14th, five of the most listened to guests on Becker's private equity podcast, Elizabeth Usson of EGH, Amber Walsh, an executive committee at McGuire Woods, Justin Norden, brilliant physician, entrepreneur, partner, GSR Ventures, Nevin Raj, COO, co-founder of Grata, and finally, Charmaine Hammond. Sixth is Holly Buckley, the chair of the McGuire's Healthcare Group. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast. Fascinating to see what's going on in the world. Thank you very, very much.